German pianist Alexander von Schlippenbach helped establish the European school of improvised music that branched off of the free jazz of the 1960s. Schlippenbach's various groups have included the Globe Unity Orchestra and Berlin Jazz Composers Orchestra. He's also arranged music by Jelleroll Morton, Thelonious Monk, and Eric Dolphy for big band. A new Schlippenbach quartet CD includes a pair of Dolphy tunes. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Straight Up and Down by Eric Dolphy. His 1964 version was weird enough, but Alex Schlippenbach's shambling take is a Central European twittering machine, out of modernist art as much as modern jazz. Europe's pioneer free improvisers have had an ambivalent relationship with jazz. Its robust grace made them want to improvise too, but some players staked out their own turf by not swinging like Americans. They wanted rolling momentum without anyone having to maintain a steady pulse or consistent texture. Spontaneous rhythmic counterpoint is tricky, and there was lots of trial and error involved, but in the end, they got really good at it. Alexander von Schlippenbach's quartet from the CD Broom Riding on the PSI or PSI label. The drummer is his old colleague Paul Lovens, one of Europe's great percussionists and a master of clattery textures. On cello is the Vermont-born expatriate and instigator Tristan Hansinger. He brought two tunes, including Poetica, where he nudges the free-thinking Germans into a jazzy waltz. Music like this declares old distinctions between jazz and improvised music null and void, on the grounds that it's more fun to play whatever you like than haggle over identity issues. The Eric Dolphy tunes make that point. Dolphy, the open-minded jazz improviser who incidentally died in Berlin in 1964. The other Dolphy tune here is Something Sweet, Something Tender from the same year. Berlin's Rudy Mahal is on bass clarinet, an instrument Dolphy put on the jazz map. The lyricism in that melody is pure Eric Dolphy, though the Schlippenbach Quartet's texture is closer to 20th century chamber music. But then Dolphy played some of that himself, as well as songs by Germany's Kurt Weill and a tribute to the Italian flute virtuoso Severino Gazzoloni. The moral here being, curious musicians will use any good idea, no matter what borders they cross to get at it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed the new CD, Broom Riding, by German pianist Alexander von Schlippenbach. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chillog, and Jessica Chu. I'm Terry Gross.